Pod Culture, episode 403, TARDIS Interruptus, volume 37, for Saturday, November 23rd, 2013. Happy Hooniversary! Everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Pod Culture TARDIS Interruptus. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
We are Nick and Richardless, but that's fine. We wanted to get this out on Who Day, you know, the 23rd, because, you know, we haven't, of course, haven't seen the 50th anniversary special.
I can't even breathe for the anticipation of it.
Never mind. But yes, you know, all the excitement, we've seen all kinds of publicity on it. We've seen trailers.
Yes.
We've seen clips. And there's been prequels. And we're kind of going to talk just a little bit, you know, in this short episode, about a very special prequel that basically made every Doctor Who fan go batshit insane.
Squee with delight.
Yeah, Christina, about shattered glass.
A squeegee was necessary. My entire being was a puddle on the floor. It was beautiful, and I don't know how I was expected to finish my work day after that. I just don't know how I was expected to cope.
And of course, I'm talking about the mini episode Night of the Doctor. It's only about, what, 7-8 minutes long?
Yeah, something
like that. 6 minutes and 40-something seconds.
Yeah. you know, so normally, you know, we've seen these kind of mini-shows before, but what makes this one so special? Holy crap. The Eighth Doctor, Paul McGann.
Was not expecting that.
Yeah. That was just, that was a very special nod to the fans, I think, because, you know, the only appearance he's had, of course, is in the 96 movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about that in our review of the movie that we did for The Eighth Doctor.
But there's so much in audio. He's got such an amazing line of stories and an amazing line of companions. And it's tragic that he was only allowed to have the one movie, because the range that he has, he's even scarier when he gets mad than David Tennant was when he lost it in Waters of Mars. I mean, he gets seriously scary, and that's just audio. That's not even seeing his face go mental. And so I'm,
of course,
yes.
The episode starts off with, as they usually do, a ship in distress, and somebody sending out a mayday. Cute girl, actually. I hope I would like to have seen more of this.
I know,
this chick.
Her.
She's cute,
she
feisty.
She gave him guff. I like
it. Yeah. But then, you know, I guess the AI of the computer saying she needs medical help. And then, of course, you hear a voice, "I'm a doctor, but probably not the one you're expecting."
The dulcet tones of Paul McGann.
Yeah, and that line is, I guess.
My jaw dropped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Multi layers to that. It was not one that anybody was expecting to
I
show up.
I would say my uterus dropped, but I don't have one anymore.
Yours is pickled in a jar somewhere, probably.
Wouldn't that be neat? But
I know Carly and I talked about, wouldn't it be cool if they had McGann in it? Wouldn't it be cool if they did something with that? But thinking they never would.
Right.
I mean, so we had considered it. We definitely
showing
considered
how
it, but
John Hurt got, you know,
right.
The war doctor, you know, or the warrior.
I mean, we've seen pictures of McGann, you know, brought up before, you know, in I guess, flashback type of things or doctor's memories. I think even going back to the next doctor.
Voice every now and then, like in the Ganger episode, you know, just little tiny things. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but we've never had a nod to the companions. We've never had, and to see him in his new getup, like he was stuck in that, in the velvet overcoat for how long? And finally we get to see him in his new costume, which is very reminiscent, keeps the style and sort of the era of it, but it's cleaner lines and it's modernized and it's functional.
And he has a sonic screwdriver.
He does have a sonic screwdriver.
An old style sonic screwdriver.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So. Well, wouldn't he have gotten his sonic back from the Asian child, whose name I can't remember. I remember his real name, but not the character's name.
But I think there's been some big Finnish stuff where he's had a slightly different looking one.
But screen-wise, you would think that he would have gotten it back from him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, not only have we seen McGann back in action, but they've made the big Finnish audio companions canon now.
Yeah,
thank God.
And
because they're awesome.
Yeah, and he lists off a bunch of them, most of them, I think.
Yes, I mean, Charlie and Lucy are probably my favorites. I love Charlie the Edwardian adventuress, and she's just wonderful. And she could give Clara a run for her money in
wow, that's saying something.
In cool and just go get 'em and energy and not really afraid of anything. And she's just cool. And I've longed to see her on the screen. At least now, at least she's canon officially. So it's just nice.
Yeah, if they were going to go, if they were wanting an older doctor. You know, Peter Capaldi, I think he's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're not going to hire somebody that's crap as the doctor.
No.
But, man, it'd have been neat to have something where Paul McGann's back as the doctor for a season.
I'd give good money and a rib. I mean,
you're
like,
short a couple of those.
I was trying to think of an organ that I could afford to give away, and I don't really have anything that I could spare except an appendix. He could have that.
Consoles?
No, they're gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good Lord, woman.
I don't have much left.
That's how you lost all the weight. You had everything removed.
That's so fair.
I'm hollow like a jack-o'-lantern now.
So, yeah, I mean, what did you think of it, Adam?
Oh, it was very cool. You know, it started out, you know, I was like, oh, this is just like a Doctor Who episode, obviously.
The effects weren't quite as spiffy as I guess
well,
regular,
yeah,
but they're still pretty damn good.
They didn't throw a lot of money at the CGI budget.
They probably used it all up for the anniversary.
Yeah,
yeah, I would imagine, and rightly so.
Yeah.
But just to see him in that opening shot, and like just kind of against the bulkhead, and he's it was just great.
And then the
intro. That actually, you know, the name comes up and it's like, oh, it's real. I actually saw that. You know,
something I guess a lot of folks would think you would never see again.
I didn't make that up.
And I think probably as an actor, even though he's done so much voice work, I don't even know if he ever expected to be able to say that he'd be able to play the doctor on the screen again.
Yeah. I think he's gone on record before saying that, he'd be up for coming back as the doctor as long as he didn't have to wear that damn wig.
Yeah.
And apparently, from what I had understood, he said he was very disappointed that he wasn't involved in the 50th anniversary.
And I for one was like, aw, because of the doctors that are left, there were only probably half of the ones that are left who could do it,
yeah,
and make it believable. Mm-hmm. And he's probably the front runner. He and
5, 7, and 8.
Yeah, and
seven's kind of.
But of the three, I think he's. I won't say held up the best, but I think he.
He would make the transition.
He looks like
better.
He's aged less. Let's put it that way. Yeah. But
it wasn't such a big time difference for a short out.
Well, I mean, there hasn't been that. I mean, 20 years, but I mean, really, there hasn't been that much time in between. But it. And I love the fact that in those 6 minutes, you get to see his whole range.
Yeah.
You get to see him be charming. You get to see him be defensive. You get to see him be flippant. You get to see him be pissed.
Yes.
And I love that in those 6 minutes, you get just a little bit of a taste of all these different faces that he can do. And mm-hmm. it's just, I'm just so excited that he got to do this.
We got to go to the back of the ship. Why?
Because the front crashes first.
Think it through. Yeah.
That was so great. I mean, just all of his lines were just priceless. Yeah. You know,
yeah. I wish it should have been a lot longer, but yeah. they really mm-hmm. took advantage of the time they had.
Yeah, like, they really
showing
yeah.
so much range, allowing him to mm-hmm. really show a lot of aspects of the character.
It was very impressive for yes the time that they had and the story that they had just to fit all of that. Into 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. Minutes, something like, mm-hmm. yeah, something like that. 6 to 8 minutes.
Yeah, and to show his regeneration from quote, generation, unquote,
but
whatever
we never thought
was.
We'd get to see that.
Yeah. yeah.
We never thought we'd get to see that.
And we kind of didn't. We got to see the explosion of light, and yeah. Christine had to point out that it looked a little odd, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just the effects or... Maybe it's just my imagination gone crazy, just excited to see him again. But it looked a little bit green around his face. And I don't know if they did that to emphasize that he chose this regeneration. It didn't just he was going to die anyway, but he chose who he would become. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was planned I'm sure it was planned, but I don't know if there was any kind of specific reason behind it. It was just an interesting kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But, he lands on he crashes on Khan, and he
Keepers
runs into
of the eternal of, flame of utter boredom.
Utter boredom, and he meets the sisters, and they're like, "Look, the universe is pretty much over. You're in this, whether you like it or not. You're involved in the time war, whether you have no choice. Basically, you can choose to help us." Or you're going to die anyway. You can choose to help us. So time war technology has evolved here. You can choose who you become. Do you want to be fat or thin, man or woman? And I love the fact that they put in man or woman.
Man or woman, yes.
That's been kind of made more or less canon now.
But yeah. I like that. I think that's cool that it's kind of safe for future showrunners 100 years from now mm-hmm. at the 150th anniversary of Doctor Who. That it's okay if
and
it's
going
to be...
And it'll probably still be going.
Yeah. And... So, he's thinking about it, and they show him Cass, the girl from the ship, and she's gone and she's dead. And he's like, you know what? They don't need a doctor anymore. They need somebody who's going to fight. And so he chooses Warrior. And she hands him a chalice, and she says, I've taken the liberty of preparing this especially. And he takes it, and he raises it up in one of the most beautiful 10 seconds that I could possibly imagine, where he lists off his companions and he apologizes to them. Like, I'm sorry I didn't serve you as well as I could have.
Yeah, because I think most of them died, didn't they? Except just a couple, one or two.
No, Charlie ended up with...
Spoilers.
Another doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I know, and there was a kind of
timey-wimey-ness. But they didn't all die. But they didn't all end up happy either. But
he was kind of leaving them, even if he's already left them.
Right.
He isn't going to exist as himself anymore.
Right,
so
exactly.
It was still a goodbye.
Right, yeah. And I thought that was beautiful. And just the chalice of the whole, I guess being Catholic, there's always that little bit of, kind of wiping your sins away and starting over kind of a deal. Maybe I'm just reading too much into it. But... That's kind of something mm-hmm. I got too. That little extra twist of meaning. But it was so good. It was just so good.
It ranks up there with Time Crash. Maybe just a tick shy of Time Crash.
I don't know. I've been having this debate in my head for the past 2 days about if I had a laser sonic to my head, would I pick David or Paul? I don't think I could choose. Okay. As much as I love David, there's so much to Paul. Okay. I can't even cope.
Time Crash or Night of the Doctor?
For sentimental reasons, simply because it's his father-in-law and his own first doctor, I would probably say Time Crash.
And you've met him.
But it'd be awfully close, just because it's that coolness of what the show stands for, that he was a fan when he was a kid, mm-hmm. and now he got to act with his own doctor.
Yeah.
And now he really is his doctor.
I know!
Yeah.
Doctor-in-law.
Doctor-in-law.
But I applaud the script writer. I applaud everybody who was involved in this, because in 6 minutes, you gave so many fans so much. Even people who don't know who Paul McGann is, really, there's still so much of the character in those 6 minutes that I just...
Even if it makes you want to go...
Exactly.
And even see the movie and listen to the audio dramas.
And find out who he is.
Even if you're not a fan of the Eighth Doctor, I'm sure all Whovian fans were going, that's cool. Because, you know,
even the new fans who have no idea.
Because he's kind of the transition doctor, really, if you think about it, between the classic stuff and the more modern.
I think
modern
now
series.
It's kind of an official handoff. I think it's more official now than it has been, the handoff between the classic and the modern.
Right. And of course, we didn't see John Hurt. Really?
Directly.
Yay for
directly.
The mill.
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly we did see. I kept expecting him to turn around and there's a dragon.
Oh, I miss Merlin.
Merlin joke, sorry. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, we've seen Paul now as the Doctor.
Doctor no more.
I'd like to see some more.
Me too. I mean, I've read little.
They could do like a webisodes or something.
I don't care.
I think it's been brought up, the suggestion. Make a series of these damn things.
Yeah.
You film one episode's worth of stuff and time it out to be many episodes.
Cheap. They're simple.
I'm sure he would do it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do it while you have him. Do it while he's young.
Okay. Now, here's the big question. We normally thought that there was the Eighth Doctor, Paul McGann.
I can't even cope.
Ninth Doctor, Christopher Eccleston. Mm-hmm. Somewhere we got this War Doctor. You know, we have John Hurt fits in there somewhere. I thought he might have been an older eighth, and possibly, I guess, they could still make it out as that, but he's appeared to have regenerated. Is that a real regeneration, or isn't it?
It was chemically induced.
Right.
So maybe it doesn't count.
He was forced to regenerate when he became John Pertwee, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that same sort of, he didn't really have a choice deal.
But the whole thing is that, you know, has that regeneration limit been an actual limitation or just something that the Time Lords imposed? Because we've seen the Master cheat it. He turned into that little oil snake monster thing, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. So awful. That was so awful.
That's the bad thing about
it. I don't care. It's totally worth it. Do it anyway. Watch it anyway. It's totally worth it.
Oh, yeah. No, the movie itself is good. Eric Roberts, not so much.
I was going to say, even worse than that, he became Eric Roberts.
It's on sale this weekend for like $12. Order it.
Oh, yeah?
Amazon's having a huge sale on all the Doctor Who stuff.
So, Adam, do you have a theory on what that was?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to stick to this limitation.
Oh, no, of course not. Because they're pretty much at it now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's the fact that all the other ones are gone. So maybe he got all the ones that were left over.
Or River, when she gave up all her regenerations. Left a lot of outs.
Right.
See, the thing is, if he's not calling himself the Doctor, when he regenerates, before he drinks the stuff, he says Doctor no more. And so maybe he himself isn't counting the John Hurt
because
he's not himself. He's not the kindly.
There was also that line at Demon's Run.
Yes.
You know, Doctor means warrior in some languages.
Exactly. And I like how the lady on Karn says, you know, you think yourself a good man, a doctor, and in your head it's the same thing, and it reminded me of the good man goes to war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time to be a geek.
No kidding. And of course, when this episode comes out, 50th anniversary special.
I can't even breathe.
Yeah.
I can't even cope. Like, I think about how I feel. And I think about the fans who've been fans since the beginning.
Right.
And how excited they must be.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, if this is just the tip of the iceberg, I can't even imagine.
I'm glad I met my goal. I am all caught up.
I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. I didn't think you could do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you had literally a crash course.
Yeah.
Much like the ship in Night of the Doctor.
Talk about a time crash.
Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
I've been to pace myself, I threw in some Torchwood here and there.
Very good.
So, I didn't want to get done with them and then have to wait for so long.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So
I understand.
Like us. You uh-huh. know, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've been waiting since, what, first of the year? Right. You know, like,
that's the problem when you mainline something like that, though, yeah. is you're so used to new content, and then once you catch up with everyone else, then you're like, oh, there's what? Not but a new one waiting on
the
me.
The wonderful thing about it is there's 42 more years of right. stuff that right. you can catch up with, and I love there's an endless supply of nerdity.
So, yeah, it's definitely, like you said, definitely a good time to be a geek. So as we wrap up the little mini-sode here, any final thoughts on Night of the Doctor?
I hope it's on the Blu-ray yes. of the Day of the Doctor. It better be. It won't take up much room.
I want a confidential in the worst way.
Oh, yeah, God, I want to interview with Paul McGann.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. I just want Paul McGann.
The making of.
Because that, I want to see that was one of the... apparently, nobody was expecting that. You know, it wouldn't have surprised me to maybe have seen... a clip or something.
Props
of Paul
to people
in the,
for not
the,
leaking
the 50th
it.
Anniversary special.
Yeah, they did a good job of mm-hmm. keeping it under wraps.
Imagine how impossible that must have been, though.
Yeah,
much Ooh. Like codenamed Torchwood.
Exactly.
See, I wonder what other surprises.
Oh, there are. I have no doubt.
I was hoping there'd be more prequels. Like I was special. Hoping there'd be more little. Like this whole week. I was kind of hoping for a little breadcrumbs.
There has been. They've released a couple of clips.
Like
I don't
want video, like,
some trailers.
I don't want clips. Seconds,
and there is
clips.
One other prequel.
No, see, I don't want clips. I don't want to watch any clips because then by the time I actually see it, I'll have already seen it.
Right.
So well, I was hoping for more like prequel stuff or like side storyline stuff that had nothing to do with the anniversary special but was tied in to the show in general.
Well, you saw that one clip that was Eleven and Clara. And then the Fez being thrown through the wormhole, and then you see the picture of
oh yeah
yeah the
yeah,
little clip.
That's from the thing.
See, I don't want to watch clips from the thing because I hate. Special. I don't want to watch all the little clips, and then I go and say, "Well, I've already seen that clip, and this one." And
yeah, but we see them out of context.
Nah, still, I want to go into it as cleanly as I can.
Final thoughts, Adam?
Oh, I can't wait! I just can't wait. I just really set it up and just. It's going to knock it out of the park.
Okay. We know as of this recording, of course, 50th anniversary specials tomorrow. Well, of course, we're all going to watch it.
Yep.
But do you have your tickets for Monday?
No.
Go do it. How often are you going to get to see it on the big screen?
In 3D.
We'll see.
Of course, 3D. Glenn's going to watch it in 3D.
Yeah.
At his house.
Yeah.
Even though we'll have already seen it, I'm excited to see it with 100 other people
yeah.
in 3D on the big screen. Come on, David Tennant in 3D on the big screen. Come on.
Much like...
was it filmed in 3D?
Yeah, I think so. I think they took that into account. And if that first teaser trailer is any indication, yeah.
I'm
that
in.
Was done.
Yeah.
I'm so in.
Glenn, any final thoughts?
No, like I said, I'm glad I am all caught up. And I was... very excited about the Night of the Doctor, and I'm glad I watched the American movie just a couple weeks ago to get caught up on
Very
that
good.
As well. And you know, can't wait for the anniversary, and can't wait for it to arrive in the mail too. So I'll own it. You know?
December 10th,
yes.
According to Amazon, December 10th.
Yeah, I think I got
it's going to be available on Blu-ray and DVD.
Didn't it?
No, that's the. Day
it's
I've
a
always
two-disc
known.
Blu-ray set.
Oh yeah, we're getting it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we got Christina's final thought.
Paul, call me.
Okay. And my final thought, one of the best moments I've had here at the apartment here late. Hey, Christina, watch this.
Right. I was telling Justin that I was sitting in my work chair, well, it's in this chair, and I've got my hands on the arms of my chair, and I'm backing away from it like it's a cobra, and I'm holding my breath for 6 minutes and trying not to scream my full head off to make them think I'm being killed in the apartment.
She did curdle some milk.
I'm all in.
All right. So we're going to wind up this TARDIS Interruptus. We are out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Call me Paul.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That is 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture.
Equal Opportunity Geekness.